This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a music teacher is knocked unconscious by one of his students in West Philadelphia. Violence against high school teachers coming up.
But first to New York, where a grisly shooting claimed four lives last night. It happened on a beautiful early spring night in the middle of Manhattan's West Village, as loads of people were out eating dinner and having drinks. A gunman shot a pizzeria worker, then killed two unarmed volunteer auxiliary cops who were apparently following him down the street. They were unarmed. Eventually, armed police officers showed up and killed the man. The case has focused attention on these auxiliary officers, who are part neighborhood patrol, part would-be police officers. We're joined now by John Hyland. He's president of the New York City Auxiliary Police Benevolent Association. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. This must be a dark day for people who are involved with the New York City Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, it was a dark day and a very long night.
Can you tell us a little bit more about auxiliary police officers? How many are there in New York?
There's about 4,200 in the program. They run in age from about 17 on up. The 21 and above are certified peace officers by New York State part-time peace officers, and that's what we do.
And how are they outfitted? I mean, they don't have weapons, I guess. Do they have radios, handcuffs?
They carry police radios, and they carry a police baton.
And who are the kind of people who get involved with this? Are they people that have always wanted to be police officers?
No, not necessarily. They run all walks of life. We have doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, the whole gamut. People want to get involved to help out their community, and they join up.
Well, is it unusual to have someone die in the line of fire? When's the last time this happened?
The last time it happened was back in the 90s, and that one also happened to be a shooting, but it was an off-duty. A man was in his repair shop up in the northeast Bronx. Both him and his son were auxiliary officers in a 5-2 precinct. They heard shots outside. He drew his own licensed weapon. They came out from behind a car, and a gunman shot him.
So these auxiliary police are able to carry weapons, but if it's their own registered weapon?
No. On duty, they're not. Even if they have a permit, they cannot carry on duty.
So just sort of help me understand, again, what exactly the auxiliary police are doing with the NYPD. I mean, how do they help support them, and what are their tasks? What are they tasked with?
They're basically the eyes and the ears of the department. They observe and report. They work parades. They do street patrol. A lot of times they'll work high-crime neighborhoods.
And they do all this without weapons, and do they get paid?
No.
So why do they do it, you think?
Community spirit. Want to get involved. Want to make a difference.
Can you tell me a little bit about these two men who died last night?
I really can't go into it because that's all still under investigation. They're two young guys. One is 19. He was just about to turn 20. The other is 28. They're both residents of the village. One's been on a program several years, and the other one is relatively new.
You know, when a regular police officer dies in the line of duty, it's particularly in a place like New York, it's a very, very big event, and there's a real outpouring of community support and tribute, and obviously the whole city grieves. Do you feel like that's going to happen?
Well, I'll tell you how far it's gotten. I've already gotten calls from Washington, D.C., from their auxiliary police down there, or actually reserve officers down there, and we are very tight with them. They come up here every year. We run a memorial service every year. This year it'll be April 29th at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Police commissioner and the cardinal are expected. We get units from all over the country and Europe, so it's like a camaraderie across the country. Like I say, I've already gotten calls from Washington, D.C. They want to come up. I've gotten calls from Nassau and Suffolk County. Probably voicemail is probably loaded, you know, from last night to tonight. As people wake up and hear about it, the calls will start to come in.
Do you think that these two deaths might cause the NYPD to sort of look at maybe arming these auxiliary officers?
At this time, it's hard to say. I kind of doubt it, because as the eyes and the ears of the department, you're supposed to observe and report. You've got a radio. Radio can move a lot quicker than you can, and you call in for the regular officers to respond. There may be changes in procedures, but arming, I doubt. I doubt if it's going to happen.
John Hyland, president of the New York City Auxiliary Police Benevolent Association, thanks for talking to us.
Have a good day.